Paul tells Timothy and us to do our best to present ourselves to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. We'll take a look at that truth and how to handle it next on Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. All our lives we spend studying for this test, studying for that job, studying for this or that or the other thing. That's what we do. But when it comes to our relationship with Christ, oftentimes we leave off the study of God's Word, thinking it'll just happen by osmosis. Welcome to Abounding Grace with our teacher and pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. If you'll join us for the next few minutes, we'll do just that. Study God's Word that we might show ourselves approved. A workman who does not need to be ashamed. With this edition of Abounding Grace, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Grateful you've tuned in today to Abounding Grace Radio. We are continuing our study in John chapter 20, and today a different sort of thing happens. We've been studying this week Christ commissioning his disciples to go out and be preachers of the gospel. He has sent them. He breathed on them, which was really the beginning there, where they were commissioned to be ordinary preachers of the word. And then he gave them the heart of what they would do. They would be focused on the forgiveness of sins. That's the design of Christian ministry. That's the heart of it. That's the focus of everything we do. So we've unpacked that this week. And if you haven't been able to listen to those, this is really important because it outlines for us the kind of ministry the Lord has commissioned. And when we depart from those ministries, when we depart from his design, it is not a ministry blessed by him, nor does it really minister to you the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's a big problem. We don't want to sit under ministries that aren't ministering to us this righteousness by the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, now it's as if we have a test case of this to show us in John chapter 20 what the ministry should look like. Here's an example. There's been one disciple missing in this whole discussion this week. That's Thomas. And it's as if Jesus then gives them this case to show them how challenging but successful the ministry of the Spirit will be in drawing out repentance and faith. This is verse 24 of John 20. But Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. And the other disciple said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see his hands, the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of his nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." There's the problem. You see what John just showed us? He just showed us how unbelieving by nature the heart is. And it's not just slow to believe like the two on the road to Emmaus. Thomas here is completely obstinate. He refuses to believe unless his conditions are met. So then what this shows is just how difficult it is to receive, for people to receive the message of the gospel in faith. What a statement here, isn't it? Thomas says, "Unless I see," not only that, "my hands themselves have to be witnesses." I find this so significant, dear listener, that the Lord takes at the end of John's gospel the most obstinate disciple, and right after the commission of the gospel ministry shows us how great the challenge of gospel ministry really is. It's really astonishing, isn't it? Thomas had seen Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead. Thomas watched all sorts of things happen, heal him, saw Jesus heal all kinds of diseases. But now look at how he treats Christ. Jesus has been saying it all along, "I will rise the third day." What does Thomas say? "I won't believe until I see it. Not just that, I've got to touch those wounds." Isn't that something? Think about what he says. "My heart won't receive it. My hands have to be my witnesses. I need to totally, with my senses, have this validated." Now, dear listener, be honest with yourself today. Doesn't this just show how difficult ministry is? What is the great problem today? The fact is, everyone is looking for more. The whole signs and wonders movement, the whole modern worship movement, the whole entertainment-driven style church, everything today flows from the problem Thomas demonstrates, namely, that we will not accept something at the bare word. Not exciting enough. That proves nothing for us. We will not accept the word of God. We will not believe it until we have some sign. Throw me a fleece, right? Give me some kind of validation. I need a dream, a vision, a validation, a worship band, a hip pastor, a whole entertainment-driven style worship. Give me something that makes me show and feel that this is alive. Listen, this is the problem. Do you know how hard it is, humanly speaking, to get people to accept the word alone? The word's not exciting enough for us. The word is the last thing today that's the focal point even of worship. This problem is simple. We're not satisfied with the bare word of God. Think about it. The word promises to all who believe they are forgiven. That not enough? The word promises to all who look to Christ they're loved. That not enough? The word announces justification by faith alone. Is that enough? God has forgiven sins, but you know the problem? Many don't accept that word because it's not enough. We have all these things, said one pastor, that block us up against the gate of faith. Faith, dear listener, is believing and trusting what Jesus has promised you at the bare word. This is a big problem. You think there are a lot of Thomases today listening. This is what makes ministry difficult. The real lack of progress, the continuing of sin in our lives, and of those who hear the gospel over and over, and ultimately, they are still as obstinate as ever. Luther was preaching on Thomas to his congregation. I want you to listen to what he said. The word of God wants to be received in faith. This is the power every Christian has. I know that there are a few of you who believe. Daily you hear the gospel in abundance, but you're not convicted before Christ, nevertheless, because you do not believe. You do indeed hear, but you don't accept it. You will have misfortune the more I preach to you, the worse it gets with gluttony, drunkenness, and other sins. You yourselves be the judges whether it's possible to hear the word sincerely and not change one's life. Certainly death comes. When it comes, that will be it. Wow, Luther was strong, wasn't he? That's the problem. But that's why we have this ministry. Christ's goal for Thomas is that he would believe and Christ would overcome. What an example. Here's the most obstinate I've seen among the followers of Christ. And does Christ desire to retain his sins or forgive them? Verse 26. After 8 days, his disciples were inside and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in their midst. Peace to you. Then he said to Thomas, reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. That's what the Lord commands us today. What I'm moved with is how compassionate Christ was. He has no place for unbelief, but think of what he was illustrating to the disciples and to you. Here's a tough cookie. Here's a hard heart. And Jesus is bringing a message of peace. What makes the message of reconciliation so wonderful is how patient God is with his sheep, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. And that kind of love, you know what it does? It shatters hard hearts. It softens them so that they fall to his feet. The goal, even with hard-hearted Thomas, was not condemnation, but salvation. And it's as if he puts the most difficult case before them to say, this is how ministry is to be. Thomas, do not be unbelieving, but believing. And so he lets Thomas see. But dear listener, did you notice what he did to illustrate the design of ministry in verse 29? Listen carefully. Thomas, because you've seen me, you've believed. Blessed are those who believe and do not see. That is so crucial. Faith is not created by seeing or miracles or signs or wow worship. The design of Christian ministry is that people would believe the promises of the gospel at the bare word of God given to them, and that would be enough. That's faith, dear listener. If some of you are waiting for more, it's not coming. If you're sitting in a church that faithfully preaches the word, and for you that's not exciting enough, and you're tempted to go to the hip stuff, I'm telling you, you'll never ultimately be satisfied. There's always something new coming. There's always a better label on the shelf that's going to come and outdo the church that's on top today. It's the word that is sufficient. It's the word of God that is the power. Secular reasoning, scientific proof, human deductions, calculations, none of that is what I'm sent with. The only way men receive the kingdom of God is to receive God's word without doubt, without the need for proof. Faith rests on the written word. That's the only kind of faith that is blessed of God, that receives it without the need for anything more. Did you notice how Jesus said it? The truly blessed of this life that show that God's blessing is on them is going to be seen in what way? It's because they don't need to see. They don't need to have all these signs and wonders and healings and visions and wow stuff. No, no. The blessed of this life are those who believe and do not see. That's what the Christian should be. That's the design of Christian ministry. And I'm so thankful for the presence of the Holy Spirit, because as we're faithful in honoring His word, He takes that word and powerfully applies it to the heart so that faith does happen. Thomas says to the Lord when he hears that, "My Lord and my God." Jesus is enough. Jesus is true God. In Him we have all we need, and we're called to believe that. That's what John is all about. Interesting, he gives the statement of the book at this point. Jesus did many other signs in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you would believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing that you may have life in His name. Here are your signs if you need them. They're given to you in the Word. The world couldn't record them all, but these are enough to believe that Jesus is God, the eternal Son of God, and believing in Him, you have life in His name. You know, this is what He's given us. It's not enough just to believe the facts of this. You have to believe today that Jesus has forgiven you and that you are His. Trust Him. You have His living, powerful word given to you. Sit under a ministry that announces it. Sit under a ministry that confronts your sin to bring an end to you, making you very uncomfortable with yourself, so that all of your confidence, all of your joy, all of your life would be found in Jesus Christ alone. Oh, let us find a ministry that preaches Him. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. As always, we do give you a sincere invite to join us for worship 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. on the Lord's days. LindenURC.com is the website. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you.